I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Radio, author of the popular books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety episode. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Sometimes we learn more from other people's mistakes, so I wanted to share this year's top four cybersecurity blunders that people are making in the world of cybersecurity. Hopefully, this will raise awareness so collectively we do not keep making the same mistakes and falling victim to cybercriminals. The first one, social engineering. Social engineering is still one of the most dangerous hacking techniques employed by cybercriminals, in a large part because it relies on human error rather than technical vulnerabilities. It's a lot easier to trick a human than it is to breach an advanced security system. Of course, hackers know this. In fact, according to Verizon's data breach investigations report, 85% of all data breaches involve human interaction. The second blunder, poor cyber hygiene. That refers to regular habits and practices regarding technology use, like avoiding unprotected Wi-Fi networks, and implementing safeguards like a VPN, which is a virtual private network that keeps your data encrypted and difficult to trace, or multi-factor authentication, which is an authentication method that requires the user to provide two or more verification factors to gain access to a resource such as an online account. Unfortunately, research shows that American cyber hygiene habits leave a lot to be desired. Case in point, 60% of organizations rely on human memory to manage passwords. And still, 42% of organizations manage passwords using sticky notes. And literally, more than half, at about 54% of IT professionals, do not require the use of two-factor authentication for access to company accounts. Third blunder is mobile device vulnerabilities. Another pattern caused by the COVID-19 pandemic was an uptick in mobile device usage. Not only do remote users rely more heavily on mobile devices, but pandemic experts also encourage large-scale adoption of mobile wallets and touchless payment technology in order to limit germ transmission. A larger population of users presents a larger target for cybercriminals. According to Checkpoint Software's mobile security report, over the course of 2021, 46% of companies experienced a security incident involving a malicious mobile application downloaded by an employee. The final blunder, ransomware. While ransomware attacks are by no means a new threat, they become significantly more expensive in recent years. Between 2018 and 2020, the average ransom fee skyrocketed from $5,000 to $200,000. Ransomware attacks also cost companies in the form of income lost while hackers hold system access for ransom. In fact, the average length of system downtime after a ransomware attack is 21 days. There are a few very basic things we can do so we have a fighting chance and not be part of this growing statistic. First, don't be quick to click. Most ransomware victims are the direct result of clicking on an enticing phishing email. If the email looks even a little suspicious, stop and don't be quick to click. Do some research or phone a friend to see if your instinct that something is fishy with the email. Not that this prevents a ransomware attack, but it allows you to respond and tell the cybercriminal to take a hike. If you back up your data regularly, the best way to do this is with an immutable backup, one that can't be modified or deleted and is not connected to your computer network. Let's face it. Cybercrime is not going away anytime soon. According to the 2021 Cybersecurity Ventures report, the global cost of cybercrime is spiking and could reach $10.5 trillion per year by 2025. As we become more aware and reflect on some of these blunders that consumers and small businesses keep making, hopefully we can improve our cyber hygiene and not fall victim to these cybercriminals. Thanks for listening. I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Radio, author of the popular books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.